Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So on the new episode of TJ and Jody's House that drops, as the kids say, at noon Eastern, somewhere within that, we quarrel.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a 30-minute segment, and even during, just think, we can't go 30 minutes without her starting something.
It's always her.
Yeah. So we quarrel.
It's exciting.
Yeah, but, you know, after the game, you know, we're all friends again.
Sure.
No big deal. So there was a big-time heist at a mall in Atlanta. Somebody broke into the mall and stole something very valuable. Just one thing. One Cinnabon from the Cinnabon place. And they're on the lookout for him. They haven't found him yet, I don't think. They're facing a felony charge. Happened in the middle of the night, of course. And you have to think, if you're going to break into a food court, let's just deal with the food court and steal one item from the food court. Is it going to be something from Cinnabon?
I do love a good Cinnabon.
I put it up there pretty high on the list.
Auntie Anne's or Cinnabon?
Oh, I'm not Auntie Anne.
You're not Auntie Anne. Okay.
No. I'd rather go with the whatever the cookie place is, mm-hmm. a big peanut butter, or yeah, some of the peanut butter cookies in the softly baked pack
mm-hmm.
in there. Mrs. Smith's or whatever mm-hmm. it's called.
Or Great yeah. American Cookie.
Yeah, that one any of those in the mall yeah. in the food court. I'm gonna get in on some of that.
I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
You taking that over the Cinnabon?
Give me a soft peanut butter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love a Cinnabon because I never eat them. It's one of those things where, you know, it's a real treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's gonna last you a lot longer too because it's a lot bigger than a peanut butter cookie.
True.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the night, I mean, are they hot and fresh? I mean, what are we dealing with here?
But I mean, you've probably just got to pop it in the microwave for 15 seconds and then it's all ooey gooey again.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
What are you getting, Riggins?
It's got to be prepared. So I'm trying to think of all the prepared food. That's probably the best option.
Sbarro?
Oh,
are they still around?
If there's still pizza left, I might grab a slice of that.
Yeah. Depends on how many beers you've had. I mean, you know.
I want the whole pizza.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing I ever saw growing up in rural Louisiana where you could buy a pizza by the slice was Sbarro. You know, never heard of that before.
And it's pretty. It was good. I mean, was it good? I don't know.
It's fine.
Liked it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
If you're in a mall and you want a slice of pizza, it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But the Cinnabon would be, you know, way high up and, you know, but. Is it worth risking your freedom for a Cinnabon or for the soft peanut butter cookie?
Mm.
What if they can make? What if you happened upon a soft peanut butter cookie cake? They only make those in chocolate chip. It seems like
mm-hmm.
make
mm-hmm.
it in a peanut butter cookie.
Yeah.
Now if I stumbled upon that, that's worked some jail time.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, but I would eat the evidence before I got outside.
It'd be like all over. I swear I didn't eat her.
I just fell asleep in the bathroom, got locked in when they closed up. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't break anything.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, y'all may need to help me on something here and get me caught up because, you know, I don't keep up with the ins and outs of the Hollywoods every day. So, does Valerie Bertinelli have a talk show of some sort? Because I saw this story that said Valerie Bertinelli tells Drew Barrymore not to apologize for being touchy on talk shows. She said, you're doing a great job. You're doing your job, is what she said. Not a great job. You're doing your job. Mm. But your job is not to get all up in people's faces and squeeze them and hug them while they're talking like you're Lenny from Of Mice and Men. Just I'll hold him and squeeze him and love him and kiss him. And I mean, you're not supposed to talk to people all up in their faces and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why does Valerie Bertinelli say you're doing your job?
Yeah, what do you know about hosting it? She does. I don't know.
She did.
Did she?
I don't know if she does now. I thought she did.
Now,
what did she do though?
She had a cooking show.
She's known for being a teen star on one of the biggest sitcoms of the 70s and 80s called One Day at a Time.
Oh.
She started on that. That was her big. She was an actress in the 70s. Gotcha. As a young actress. Hmm. And then she's done all kinds of stuff. She's been a celebrity ever since then. Hmm. Always adorable. Always very pretty. But let's say it's Dr. Phil. And let's say all of a sudden, every guest that comes on Dr. Phil's show, he sits right up on the couch and right in their faces and touches their hands while they're talking and answering his questions, or putting his arm around them every time they give an answer. It's like, oh my gosh, that is so great. You know, and hugs them and gets right up in their faces when he's talking to them and all of that. Are they going to say, "Doctor, that's just Dr. Phil doing his job"?
No,
it's creepy though.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Right, and so it's creepy with them doing it.
No, it's not creepy with Drew Barrymore.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, because
it's creepy in a different way. Now, I don't think she's being like, you would automatically think that Dr. Phil's being sexual.
Yeah, that mustache. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
because he's a man, mustache or not, because he's a man.
Uh huh.
So double standard. Woman does it, and she's just sweet and kind of, you know, moonbat sort of hippie, loves everybody, peace, love, and happiness. But the creepy part of it is, how awkward does it make the person feel that to whom you're speaking? That's it's creepy, but not a sexual creepy. It's like, you're giving me the creeps, back off.
Yeah, you got to know that not everyone feels the same way you feel. I mean, not everyone likes that.
Yeah.
But it is a double standard, because I watched Drew Barrymore do it and think, oh, that's, she's trying to peace, love, happy to bring mm-hmm. people together. But Dr. Phil, your stash is hitting me in the face. Yeah. I don't like, you know.
Yeah. You'd be like, back off.
Yeah.
Dr. Pillbilly.
Yeah.
It's predatory when he does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just feels.
And his talk, how does he talk like country? It's okay.
Here's the thing. I'm going to touch you. Like, Phil, get back.
But she's got way more tendencies in that area, though, than he does in her past and all that.
Oh.
To be creepy.
I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. So she's lived a life that Drew Barrymore has. Look it up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so music's biggest night happened last night. The Grammy Awards took place. They just call it the Grammys now. A lot of interesting things happened. So first of all, Beyonce wins her first album of the year for Cowboy Carter. I thought the album was okay. I didn't even listen to the full thing. I thought it was okay. I like that 16 Carriages song. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it also won Country Album of the Year, which got a lot of people talking on the internet. Beyonce looked beautiful, obviously, and she was, I think, very surprised. Given her facial reaction, I think she was surprised to win them. Mm-hmm. I think she was.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar wins Record of the Year. He also wins Song of the Year. If you can explain how Record of the Year and Song of the Year are different, God bless you. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
One of the most interesting things, I think, that happened actually took place on the red carpet. There are two young women reporting for the Associated Press, and they're standing there interviewing Babyface, an R&B legend. But, you know, he hasn't had a lot of hit songs on his own. He's a producer for a lot of these things. So they're interviewing Babyface, and then all of a sudden Chapel Roan walks behind him. And in the middle of their interview, one of the women goes, "Chapel, Chapel, Chapel," just like that. And Babyface goes, "Don't do that." And then hands his mic and then walks away. It was really awkward. But you got to know how to interview people. It was so rude what they did to him. Whether you think Chapel Roan is a bigger star than Babyface, you can have that argument. But it was just rude.
That's
rude.
That's terrible. Was she a young reporter?
Yes, they were young women, like in their mid-20s. Oh, and you're working for the Associated Press. You assume that they would have some sort of...
Cooth.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. So he was just like, don't do that. And it's the microphone back and walks away. It was amazing.
So rude.
Yeah. I think Babyface's best work was when he was a member of the group called The Deal in the 80s. The D-E-E-L-E, The Deal. And they sang... I only think of you on two occasions. That's day and night. They had another one called Body Talk. Body Talk. Talk your body to me.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, they just disrespected Babyface on the red carpet. He was not appreciative of it. I was glad he said something.
Yeah.
And that's all he said. He didn't cuss her out or anything.
No. He just handed the microphone back and he said something like, don't do that. And then walked away.
You know why? Because he's a good guy.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's probably 50 now or however
old. Yeah,
he's way older than
that. He's like, I don't want to argue with these reporters.
Yeah.
Kanye West shows up with his wife, Bianca, and she is wearing a fur jacket. She takes off the fur jacket to reveal nothing underneath. It's a see-through... some sort of body stocking. I don't know what you call it, but it you see every curve, every feature of her naked body. Mm-hmm. And apparently they walked the red carpet and there were stories out that they were thrown out. But I've also seen conflicting reports that they just walked the red carpet and immediately got in his car and left.
And I saw that they were not invited.
Yeah.
Like they just were showed like, up. You know what would be fun to do tonight? Let's
go to the Grammys.
Yeah.
Butt naked.
It's like, who's going to say that I wasn't invited? I'm Kanye.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. When you're Kanye, you can do that. But I don't know what's going on with those
by the
two.
Time they question it, we'll be gone.
Yeah. Ugh. It's just weird. So those pictures are everywhere. And most of them have to be censored because it's so graphic.
Like but, kids are what? I mean, that's trashy.
Trash.
Yeah, it was crazy. So interesting hot take from the subway system coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So a hot take from the subway system coming up in just a second. But first, yesterday was not only Groundhog Day, where the groundhog said we'd have six more weeks of winter. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Lame.
Pretty lame. I can't stand that. We have some warmer temperatures in our area this week. But yeah, I was not happy about that. But more important than Groundhog Day, it was National Tater Tot Day. So I shared TJ's recipe for tater tot casserole on our Facebook page. And one of our followers said, I make the same thing without the green beans, the corn, the Worcestershire sauce, the salt and pepper, and a few other things. But it sounded pretty good.
Yeah. So just the tater tots.
Just put some tater tots in it.
That is what you get when you post a recipe online, I think. Even if you ever go look at a recipe, everybody's like, I do this, but just completely different without any of the same ingredients. You're like, well, that's not the recipe at all.
Yeah, so same, right?
Yeah. Here's how I made it better than this garbage you're slinging out. But no, people really liked it. It did look good, by the way. It looked very good. So there was a hot take from the subway system, and I don't want to kick the hornet's nest at all, but this guy goes around and just gets people's reactions on the subway, and a woman said, I have a hot take, and she's sitting there with her chihuahua in her lap, and she said, I think dogs should be allowed anywhere babies are allowed. And the guy immediately goes, no, that's a horrible idea. Explain yourself. And she said, I don't care if it's a restaurant, if it's a movie theater, if it's a doctor's office. I go to the dentist, and they have a dog running around. Since her dentist has a dog running around. And he goes, do you want to sit in a movie theater with a pit bull? And she goes, well, when I'm in charge, there's going to be some nuance to the conversation. Maybe not a pit bull, but this little guy, she has a dog. Her dog is named Pigeon. Aww. I mean, it's a fat chihuahua in a little sweater. It's just vile.
It's so sweet.
Every dog but chihuahua.
Yeah. There's going to be more nuance. So we're going to make determinations on which dogs can be allowed where. And that's one that she won't allow in a movie theater is a big pit bull. But if you have a smaller dog or, you know, a lap dog, she'd be more on board with it. She also says in restaurants, babies make all the noise, but dogs, while they make noise, they could also help clean up the spills just in case a baby spills anything. They can clean stuff off the floor. And this guy's head is spinning. Doesn't even know what to say because she's so confident about it.
And when she's in charge? That's what she said.
Yeah. When I'm in charge, we're going to have a more nuanced conversation about where dogs can and cannot be in today's society.
Wow. But there is that one little thing, though, that makes babies and dogs different, is that babies will grow up to continue the society.
Right.
And dogs will not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
They won't grow up and continue the country and the freedom and the society as we know it. Mm-hmm. Because they can't, because they're dogs.
Mm-hmm. One woman commented under the video, said, I worked in retail. We let both dogs and mothers with babies into the store. It was never the dogs who caused us more work. Dogs were pretty much always well-behaved and quiet over 2 years. Never had a dog pooping or peeing everywhere. I can't say the same for babies. 6 dirty diapers, 2 to 5 screaming loudly every month. So.
Yeah, but when a dog does decide to poop on your rug, then an issue.
But what they're doing is they're putting these little things out there to say that dogs are more important than babies.
Which is ridiculous.
And they're not.
Yeah.
She said, should we put human lives ahead of dog lives?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's asking the question.
100%. Yes. Yeah.
So interesting stuff happening over there on the subway. Yeah. Big personalities, yeah. too.
In the New York subway?
I don't know. I would imagine.
But it would make sense either way. People on the subway are crazy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I was reading this article about a retired Cuban businessman. He's Cuban. And he retired 25 years ago. And as soon as he retired, he sold off pretty much everything that he had, you know, kept properties or whatever, but didn't need a lot of things because he decided that he was going to live on various cruise ships.
I know this
for
guy.
Many, many years. He's been living on cruise ships for 25 years. He says his legs will never be the same, but it was worth it. Like, I guess his legs are, he got jelly legs.
Yeah. They've done profiles on this guy before. His name's Mario, and they call him Super Mario. It's amazing. Yeah.
I can't tell you what I'd rather do than do that because it's pretty much anything. I would never want to do that. Would y'all?
No.
I mean, am I crazy? I can't even go for 7 days on a cruise.
I wouldn't want that amount of people close to me all the time.
Never.
You know, I can understand, you know, if you want to go do something and stay, let's say you want to go stay at a tropical resort or something for a few months, you know, go have a good time. But after a while, I'm going to get tired of seeing people every minute of the day.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
I don't want to see them.
Another thing, if there's an emergency, and I know they have medics on board and they have this and that, I need to know I can get off in a good amount of time and go to like a hospital or, yeah. I mean, you know.
So does that mean you have to be within a certain proximity of United States of America? Do you trust foreign hospitals?
I see what you're saying. Not really, no. but I think it'd make it better if I knew, you know, I'm not dealing with just like a medic on board. Like I have the technology and the stuff that I need if something happens.
You're in a full facility.
Yes, a facility, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Denzel always gets, you know, the best medical treatment in all of those Equalizer movies, like from back room surgeons and stuff, sure. You know, in these foreign countries. Yeah. So maybe you just got to know how to find Denzel's doctors.
Yeah, let's call him. Denzel, where are your doctors? In Taiwan, in the back.
Or like Italy or wherever he was in this latest Equalizer movie.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh.
So, I don't know. The thought of staying on a cruise ship that long, though, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
For sure.
Like more than 4 days would give me the heebie-jeebies.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, what percentage of OnlyFans performers would you say are men performing for other men? Putting on a cam show for other men.
It's hard to say, but I got to imagine it's probably not very many.
Well, there's a guy that was in the GQ, and he's an OnlyFans model. He's 21. He's a multimillionaire who doesn't leave his house. So the whole article is about how lonely he is. He opened up to GQ, which is not necessarily for a gay men's magazine. I'm not saying that. It's not exclusively a gay man's magazine. But it just so happens that this performer was reaching out to GQ, and they thought it would benefit a lot of their readers to know this.
Okay.
And it says that sometimes they say, what would you like? And he said, a hug would be nice.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes a hug would be nice.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That is sad.
Is he gay?
I don't know for sure. But our OnlyFans are male OnlyFans models performing for women?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's why I just assumed he's not.
But he might not be gay. He's like, I'm just found a way to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, if you're engaging in those types of activities with someone of the same sex, then yeah, you're gay.
He's hooking up with guys?
Doesn't matter. If he's performing for them and having those exchanges back and forth.
Like messages.
Yeah. Or, you know, talking to him on camera and then they're requesting things and for him to do things and all of that. Then that, yeah. Then I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying I'm straight, and I could, I no matter how much I needed money, I don't think I could bring myself to do that because I'm not gay. Like, I have a bunch of guys staring at me and paying me to do certain things for their amusement.
How much we talking?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see how a completely straight person would do that.
Okay.
Or could do that.
Right. I see where you're coming from.
And I don't know why he can't go out and make friends.
That's super sad.
It is sad.
All I want is a hug.
The whole thing is sad. It's just a dirty world we live in.
Mm-hmm. It is.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So I don't believe Taylor Swift won any Grammys last night at the Grammys. She lost to Sabrina Carpenter, who won for Best Pop Vocal Album. That was a tough category. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Chappell Roan, I think, and then Sabrina Carpenter. So this is Sabrina Carpenter's first Grammy.
I think that was well deserved.
Absolutely. She's been grinding. She used to come to our radio station about every 6 months to perform live. This was, I don't know, 8-10 years ago or something like that. Mm-hmm. She was real young. She's been grinding out there. So this is her first Grammy, and I think it's well deserved. You're right.
Remember that day I told her that she didn't deserve to carry the name Carpenter?
No. Did you tell her that?
Yeah. Said, because you're no Karen Carpenter. I told her that. I'd had a few drinks at lunch and
bring her down. Awkward.
No, I've never met
She's
her.
Like, who's Karen Carpenter?
Oh my God. If anybody were to say that, who's a female vocalist in today's times,
right?
If you don't know who Karen Carpenter is and you don't know the greatness of Karen Carpenter, then you need to be blackballed from the industry.
Guaranteed these youngsters out there don't know. Guaranteed. They're only worried about their whatever they're worried about. I don't even know.
Well, my kids is youngsters and they know.
Well, they're edumacated, you know. Yeah.
Two people they know about, Karen Carpenter, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Very important.
Them two people.
Beyonce won Album of the Year and also a Country Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won a bunch of Grammys. I think he won 5 or 6 Grammys for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best R&B Song, or Best Rap Song, Rap Performance. So everybody was singing that Drake diss song when he went up to accept his awards. And yeah, that was interesting. Cynthia Erivo from Wicked got up there and sang Fly Me to the Moon. I thought it was just okay. She was very impressive in Wicked, but I don't know. This one was okay.
Probably live isn't the best.
Well, she's a Broadway trained. I mean, I think she is probably good. I don't know.
Maybe she's nervous.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I know a lot of people liked it. I'm just being a hater.
Was she wearing the witch costume?
She wasn't. No, but she did have an interesting outfit on. No. No witch. No green skin. and then what else happened? Yeah, Taylor Swift shared her chair with her. And then Kanye West showed up with his wife, who was completely naked on the red carpet. It was really a weird scene. A weird scene. But yeah, those are just a few things that are now trending. There's a woman going viral on TikTok because what she's done for her 12-year-old daughter, you might have seen this. We're going to get into it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So if you've spent any time on TikTok over the last, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks, you've probably stumbled upon this content. A woman named Audrey Barton in Missouri shows off her 12-year-old's apartment. Her 12-year-old has an apartment. Now, it is on their property. It's connected to the house. But she said, come with me as I clean up my 12-year-old's apartment. Like, it's her whole content catalog. Mm. Going inside her 12-year-old's apartment. And a lot of people say, well, why does a 12-year-old need an apartment? And she says, well, the idea is that we build her this apartment. We don't clock when she comes in and leaves. She's 12. We don't check on her when she comes and leaves. She has friends over here that sometimes we don't know about. But the idea is that we want her to stay in this apartment until she's 25 to 30 so that she builds up what she's calling generational wealth. Instead of paying for rent or buying a house on your own, that way she can save her money, get her a job, save her money. And then when she's 30 and ready to, you know, get married or do whatever she's going to do as an adult, she'll have all this money and then she'll be able to provide for her own kids.
And I get that, but why start now?
Yeah, why at 12?
Yeah.
12. And you should see this apartment. It, they have a beautiful home, but this apartment is bigger than most people's, you know, homes.
If you have to go clean it as the mother, she's too young to have an apartment.
Yeah. She's going around documenting. She's like, she's picking up like chip bags and she's still doing her laundry. It's like, well, at least if you're going to let your kid live on their own, quote unquote, let make them do the laundry.
And how do you not know who comes in and out over there, or what time the 12-year-old gets home and leaves? And you're a terrible mother. Terrible. If this isn't just a gimmick for social media, you know, where you're trolling people and stuff, then the child should be taken away from you.
Absolutely.
they should take that baby.
It is above the family garage. She said it's a feeling of independence without actually having to be independent.
You shouldn't have a feeling of independence at 12 at all. Yeah. I mean.
She says we wouldn't even know if she was there or not.
Oh, no. 12. Hell no.
No. I think it's hysterical.
These people don't deserve to have kids. And I mean that. I mean, I don't care if I get backlash for that. That's terrible.
No, she doesn't. I guess that kid needs to be taken away from her if it's serious.
Yeah.
If it's just trolling people, then it's hilarious. I commend her for it.
I don't think so. The son is 8. She said he's going to have his own apartment in the basement. But a lot of comments agree. Having space for your kids when they're older to not pay rent is amazing. She'll appreciate this so much when she grows up.
Yeah, when she's 20. Right. Like,
so, interesting story out there.
Oh, stay off drugs, kids.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.